They had a penalty on the 87th minute, the last kick of the game, but their fullback Dearham with the left foot just pulled it wide of the right hand upright. So Omagh Breed, they got away with 2 points each. And really, Sunday's Wells, it's very difficult to say either team because they both had very good patches in the team. But the problem was that neither team could put away the chances whenever they created the opportunities. It was Omagh who took the lead 22 minutes. Their hooker Adam Pollock burrowed over after a lot of close contact work near the line. But then came in 29 minutes, Wells countered. Some good support play saw their fullback Brian Dearham go over in a corner and his conversion hit the post. And then just on half time, it was Wells who took the lead whenever their prop Ian Murphy finished off incessant pressure on the line. Dearham converted with an excellent kick and that made it 12-5 at half time. That had remained until about the 72nd minute. The last time we were talking, there was chaos, as I said, at 55 minutes. Because I had stepped back to do the report, the Omagh winger had gone in. He was hit on a very high tackle. He dropped the ball, but the referee then put his hand up to give a penalty to Omagh. He then awarded a yellow card against the Sunday's Well player. But really, technically, he should have given a penalty try if he felt it was such a tight tackle. However, that as it was, Omagh failed to get over the line. From that part, but then I did on 70 minutes. They eventually again after a lot of pressure got over whenever it was Scott Barr over in the right hand corner and out half Scotty Elliott with a super kick from a touchdown at level 12 all straight from the kickoff. Omagh nearly did it again. They gave away a penalty. Dearham was wide, and then as I said, 15 minutes later, backs to the wall for Omagh, and they held out. They conceded that penalty, but Dearham went wide, so the final score was Omagh 12, Sunday's Well 12. And really, I suppose both sides will be pleased to come away with 2 points, but at the end of the day, both could have come away with 4 points. But again, if you don't take your chances, that's what happened. Excellent game of rugby. Conditions very, very good. Starting to get a bit cold now, and I think that Sunday's Well showed that even though they're in that position at the table, Chris, they're going to ask a few questions, I would think, in the second half of the season. Final score here from Fenland Park, All-Ireland League Division 2C. It was Omagh 12, Sunday's Well 12.